Good morning, everybody. 8:16 on this Friday morning, and with me in the studio is Dutchess County Sheriff Kirk Inparati. Hello, and nice to meet you.
Good morning. Nice to meet you, too. Thank you for having me.
I'm sure we've been in the same areas and stuff, but I don't think we were formally introduced before, and I know you took over relatively recently, not yesterday.
In 2021, predecessor, Butch Anderson, God rest his soul, passed away unexpectedly September 21. I became acting sheriff and then ran in 22 and was fortunate enough to be elected and been with the sheriff's office for 32 years. I was Butch Anderson's undersheriff for 14 years prior to that.
So you know the ropes.
Yes, I do.
All right, so today is the deadline, as it turns out, for people that want to apply to be a member of your staff, right? The sheriff's office.
Yes, Dutchess County Human Resources is holding a police officer deputy sheriff's exam for Dutchess County. Actually, they're also in other counties. Today is the deadline for that exam. You can go online and you can print out the application, or you can file the application online. Everything, if you're mailing it in, it must be postmarked by the end of today. If you're online, you must register by 4:30 today. You don't need to be a Dutchess County resident. You can be from all the areas. But please, when you're filling out the application, check off the boxes where you want your scores to go. They can go to Dutchess County. They can go to Orange County, other counties where you want your test scores to go. So you can take the exam once. And then New York State Human Resources grades the exams, sends them down to Dutchess County Human Resources, and results should be out probably right after the first of the year.
Yeah. Now, so the deadline to apply is today, but the test is not until late September.
September 28th.
Right. But if you don't sign up today,
you cannot take the exam on the 28th. So you must sign up today.
Okay. And where do we go to sign up? Not that I'm going to become a deputy sheriff.
You can go to DutchessCountyNY.gov. Go to Human Resources. Look up and query the deputy sheriff police officer exam, and it'll pull right, and you can pull the application right up and file online today.
All right, and is it a pretty simple application to fill out?
Very simple.
Name, address, phone number.
Yes, very simple application.
Number,
you
stuff.
Need to have a high school education or a GED equivalent, and we take it from there.
All right, so what are you looking for this time around? Are there certain roles that need to be filled, or is it just a general?
It's a general for bringing in first-level employees at the sheriff's office, deputy sheriffs or police officers. We've had a number of retirements and people retiring over the years, so we're filling that vacancy. We're beginning a police academy at the sheriff's office with six other law enforcement agencies. We're the lead agency. We host the academy.
Oh, wow.
That begins August 26th, and we're having over 24 people in that academy class. We host it. We work well with the town of Poughkeepsie and city of Poughkeepsie police departments and all the other local agencies where there'll be instructors. And it's a 26-week law enforcement academy that they go through, then 9 weeks of field training, and then they make it through all that. They're out on the street.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We're talking with Dutchess County Sheriff Kirk Inparati. It's amazing what the training, people don't realize. I think a lot of people don't realize. You don't just walk in, they give you a badge, and you're out patrolling. I mean, there's a lot to it.
It's an extensive process from, you know, taking the written exam is the first piece. Then I always tell everybody, assume you're getting 100 on the exam. The next step is a physical fitness and agility exam, where it's a mile and a half run, X amount of push-ups in a minute, depending upon your age, X amount of push-ups till exhaustion. You pass that, then we interview you for a background investigation.
Sure.
With police reform and modernization, we do enhanced backgrounds. We've always been doing enhanced backgrounds for like the last 15 years because we're an accredited agency. But you go through an enhanced background process. You have to submit to a polygraph exam, a psychological evaluation, and a full medical exam. You get through all that, then we send you to the academy.
Right, but that's the way it should be, though,
correct?
Right?
Correct.
I mean, you don't have a problem with it. You're endorsing it.
Well, without a doubt, 100%. Yeah. It's just, you know, in law enforcement, you get in law enforcement because you want to help your community. You want to help people. You want to be part of the community, make your community better. So you're held to a higher standard in law enforcement, and that's why we have to go through all these steps, because you're enforcing and upholding the Constitution of the state of New York and the Constitution of the United States. It's a very serious thing, and there's laws that we uphold and we represent. So we have to live to those standards and above the standards of most people.
And have you ever had an issue with recruiting new people, or is there always a pool of people that are willing to take the test and be a deputy sheriff?
The last few years, it's been very difficult to get people to sign up. As of this date, we have more people signed up to take the exam than last year, so we're in better shape. But last year, we had 500 people take the exam. I believe 350 people passed the exam, and then we exhausted the list already. So,
holy mackerel.
So we, like I said, we're having over 24 people just from all Dutchess County law enforcement. I have 9 deputy sheriffs starting this police academy on August 26th. Town of Poughkeepsie has about 5. City of Poughkeepsie has about 5. East Fishkill, Hyde Park, Putnam County Sheriff's Office, and Columbia County Sheriff's Office. So it's a large class, a great class, but
right.
It's a great rewarding career to get involved in.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a dangerous career. You have to understand that. And people know the headlines every day. There's some terrible issue with a police officer. So what do you tell the people that are coming in and encouraging them to sign up?
Well, I always say, if you want to help people, this is the job to get into. If you have a hobby, you can make a hobby into a career. Whether you like to fly drones, we have a tremendous UAS or drone unit. If you like to work with dogs and train dogs, we have a tremendous canine unit. If you like to ride ATVs, we have an ATV unit. We have a bike patrol unit. We have crime scene technicians. We have evidence technicians, crime scene photographers. There's all different things that you can expand and take a hobby that you have and then target on that in your career in law enforcement. You can make a long career, rewarding career in law enforcement and doing something that you enjoy.
Okay, so today's the deadline to file the application to take the test in September. And again, tell everybody where they go on the website.
You can go to DutchessCountyNY.gov, go to Human Resources, and look up Deputy Sheriff Police Officer Exam, and it'll take you right to the application. Another thing I'd like to add is we're offering study sessions for this exam. So we're having one this Saturday, August 10th, then again on August 14th and the 28th, then again on September 4th and 14th. And you can go to DCSO Training at DutchessNY.gov and sign up for those study groups so we help prepare you for the written exam.
Oh, wow. Well, you're certainly doing a lot to get people involved, right?
And then after the written exam, we're having sessions for physical fitness and exercise to help you with the agility exam. And we'll start them in October and run them through May.
Holy mackerel. No stone unturned. I didn't realize there was so much to this, but...
Yeah. You know, it's we do our part to help everybody that applies for this exam to help them succeed and achieve their goal to become a law enforcement officer.